Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
Welcome back. The Miami Sharks are on deck. Hashtag Argentina Miami. North.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Satellite operation. Yeah. They're trying good. That Miami infiltration, right?
Yeah. I mean, what a good time to do it. Sharing facilities with Inter Miami, Lionel Messi. They basically got all the Argentinian sportsmen in one stomping
group. It's set up, right? Like, it's set up for it.
That was my buzzword for Miami, was the facilities. Oh. So.
Yeah. If anybody's listened back to our Harpo days, they know what the word facilities can imply for morale with the team. But Tommy, you know, the facilities are brand spanking new. The roster's brand spanking new with the Southern Hemisphere flair. But don't fall into the trap of last year with Chicago. Just because you're a new team with some big names doesn't mean you're immediately going to fall into success.
But if they're anything like Argentina's 7 squad.
Oh my God. They're on a freaking tear.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's always exciting to watch. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's Southern Hemisphere flair.
Right.
Come on. You know, like, I remember lucky enough to go on a tour in high school, and we stayed at Club Cuba, Club University of Buenos Aires. And we were bigger than that team. We were football meatheads, and I think we beat a team or two. But then we played this private school, and holy shit, every single guy could handle. They had freaking guys who were our size flicking on 25-meter spin passes, fucking cross kicks. You know, I think flair is built into the Argentinian way. Everybody can handle the rock. It's going to be fun to watch.
And the facilities, right? Their partnership with Inter Miami Football Club, playing there.
Protein shakes are going to be top notch.
Yeah, messy.
They're set
it's
up.
It's going to be messy. Hashtag it's going to be messy.
Okay. I like that.
Vamonos!
It's never easy in year one, right? Because you gotta nail your facilities, you gotta figure out your front office flow, and you really rely on your first core group of players to lay down a base, a culture base.
And as they say on their website, are you prepared to dive in and embrace the shark within?
Ooh.
I like the logo. It looks like it could be kicking the ball with the tail, but
tail whipping the rugby ball.
You know, it could be a knock on, because who's to say? What's the hands? What's the feet?
Is the tail a shark?
I mean, you gotta say, like,
I'll say common sense is fins are hand, tail is foot.
Yeah, but like, it's up for a philosophical debate at least.
Are you anthropomorphizing the shark, Tommy? I don't know if that's a word.
Well, they're gonna have to, because they're gonna have to make a mascot. So,
well, and you gotta, when you're talking mascots in Miami, I mean, that's, you gotta say shark greater than dolphin as far as intimidation factor. Miami Dolphin. True. Oh, that's cute. Cuddly. Everybody likes a nice porpoise. And it's cute. It's adorable. Yeah.
It's a rugby team.
But this is a shark.
If they make like a suit for the mascot, that would be a hot. They better pay that guy good.
And that guy better be able to like jump and tail whip the ball. Like, yeah. The logo.
Can you train a shark? Can you train a shark? And then they have the shark in the tank.
Hashtag now, how to train your shark.
Train your shark. These are goals. Just
hashtag dangerous waters.
Goals for Miami.
One thing I want to see a shark. Is a hurricane game that they just don't cancel. Like, sideways wind. You know, actually, for safety, let's downgrade that to a tropical storm.
Tropical storm.
I want to see a tropical storm game, ideally late in the season. I don't think that aligns with hurricane season, but who knows? Weather's crazy these days.
I want to see a seawolf versus shark battle.
Ooh, aquatic that territory.
That could be a rivalry, East Coast, West Coast. But
to
like,
the death, or do you just want to see some chunks taken out? You know, just like a nice little nibble.
That's actually the longest mileage distance. So we're going to circle that one. Because I only think teams play one game out of conference, John. So everybody's going to play everybody. You play two games against your conference. You play one game against the West Coast. So, Tommy, circle the goddamn calendar of when Miami whichever gets on weekend. A plane and goes to Seattle or the vice versa.
Yeah. Embrace the shark within.
I love it.
Pick 'em.
Know your role.